Okay, so it's going to cost you more to drive through your local McDonald's, but high gas prices apparently are not hurting the burger chain. Billions and billions still being served. McDonald's yesterday reported double-digit sales growth globally, and in the United States, sales rose a robust 8%.
New coffee and breakfast offerings are apparently contributing the company's good fortune. And in one suburb of Los Angeles, a McDonald's owner is boosting his fortunes even more. He's redesigned his outlet according to the Chinese philosophy of feng shui. The ancient design practice emphasizes harmony, and it's used by more and more businesses, especially here in California, where there are large Asian populations. But this is the first time feng shui has graced the Golden Arches. NPR's Ben Bergman has more.
Ah, yes, vases of bamboo, earth-toned colors, waterfalls. This has to be what the inventors of feng shui had in mind thousands of years ago.
Hi, Wilson. Don't I can help you?
Welcome to the country's first feng shui McDonald's.
Yeah, can I get a chicken nugget Happy Meal?
This Mickey D's in Hacienda Heights, California sounds just like the thousands of others until you meet the owner.
The doors don't align, so we confuse evil spirits and they stay out.
Mark Brownstein owns and operates 23 McDonald's in Southern California, including this one.
I love the flow of the store. There are no right angles. Everything's curved. Even the tables are rounded.
Sitting at one of those rounded tables next to a waterfall, Brownstein says going feng shui was all about appealing to local customers.
We wanted to make this store inviting to everybody, but particularly to the larger and growing Asian population in this area. In the last 10 years, it's gone from 27 to 36% Asian.
There was just one little problem. Brownstein didn't really know much about feng shui, so he hired Dr. Zhi Zhen Lu, a fourth-generation feng shui grandmaster.
Grandmaster is mean you have a whole life study about feng shui.
The grandmaster works with his daughter, Master Jenny Lu, as feng shui consultants, paid by the square foot. They've been hired by real estate companies, casinos, toy makers, and now McDonald's to bring harmony to fast food.
The circular fountain represents water, represents wholeness, fulfillment, and the square fountain represents earth, stability, and permanence. So together they create balance, yin and yang. So when you sit here, you get to appreciate this. It is a very primal form that's been used from the beginning of time for us.
For all the suggestions the Lu's made, there was one thing they couldn't change. The menu. Just like any other McDonald's, this one serves up trays and trays of fries, Big Macs, and milkshakes. But Master Lu says the effects of feng shui are so powerful that it doesn't really matter what you're eating.
When you're in an environment that's wonderful and peaceful and soothing, your whole mindset relaxes.
And Grandmaster Lu says when your mind relaxes,
the food become good. So mental, very important. They step in, they feel good. Oh, wonderful. That part stronger than the poison food.
So it counteracts it.
Of course, that is the point. People love it.
That seems to be true for at least one customer eating here during a recent lunch hour. Tina Turner, no, not that Tina Turner, seems positively giddy about her meal.
I had a double cheeseburger and fries.
Turner says she feels very calm eating here.
It's not like any other McDonald's. You can relax and have a meal and enjoy it. My husband hasn't been in here, and I told him, when you go in and you'll see a leather booth at a McDonald's, I said, you're not going to believe it.
Since going feng shui a couple months ago, this McDonald's has brought serenity to its owners in at least one way. Business is up by double-digit margins. Ben Bergman, NPR News, Los Angeles.